Proclamation number 6761 of 14th of February, 1957. Serious warning to the world. My word will always be doubted by those who still have too strong a bond with the world, who cannot keep a proper measure insofar as they only pay tribute to the world and do not think of their earthly task. My word calls for withdrawal from the world, it calls for overcoming the laws and charms that emanate from the world. And there are an endless number of them. And if they now pay attention to my word, they will only be left with harmless pleasures which can no longer endanger their soul, and their desire will increase for pleasures of a spiritual kind. Thus they by no means come off badly. It is just that they are considered by me and not by my adversary. But the latter still has great power over the majority of people, and what he thus offers them will rather be seized. It fills the human being's senses and is therefore also constantly strived for by them. And then my word will not make an impression, rather it will be unwillingly rejected because it is contrary to their desires. And thus it can also be explained that every bond with me is loosened when physical desires arise and are not repressed. When the human being's eye feasts on things which only provide comfort for the body, or when worldly advantages entice the human being into work which, again, only serves the body and not the soul, then my adversary will step between me and the human being, and then my word will no longer have an effect on him either because my voice will not be heard in him. And you'll always be able to notice that people who have already withdrawn from the world will lend an open ear to my word, whereas still worldly bound people listen to it with complete lack of understanding and are rather unpleasantly affected by it because it demands something from them which they don't want to give, renunciation of earthly pleasures and enjoyments. And Satan still has these completely under his control. Therefore you humans cannot be warned often enough about the world if you want to gain eternal life and bliss. Anyone who does not believe in life after death will only laugh at such warnings and try to gain from the world what pleasures it can only offer him. But I address the people who believe in it and admonish them to use their earthly life for the life after death. They only give away for a short time what seems appealing in order to then be able to possess everything, happiness and bliss, light and strength and freedom. And the more they listen to my admonitions and warnings, the more deeply and happily my word will touch them, for they hear their father's voice which, however, is not accepted by those who are still too devoted to the world. Nor is it surprising if my word is doubted by those who should recognize it because they consider themselves my representatives on earth. They too are mostly still under the spell of the world. They, too, have not yet been able to detach themselves from it, and therefore they are also still attached to my adversary who confuses their thoughts, so that they also lack the ability to judge when my pure word is conveyed to them. And this not only applies to official representatives of my name but also to those who still combine spiritual interests too much with worldly interest, who still turn their eyes too much towards the world instead of turning away from it. Again and again I have to say that the world is not my kingdom but my adversary's kingdom. That you have to leave it, i.e., overcome it, in order to be able to take possession of my kingdom. But then my word will also touch you deeply, and only then will it shine for you like a light from the heavens. but you will never voluntarily enter into its light if you still pay too much attention to the glare of the world. And my word is the light which shines pure and bright in the hearts of those who have overcome the world, who seek with all their senses the kingdom which is not of this world. Amen.